think just in general it's always important to be on the same page and just go out there and just execute and work hard. So it's been a blessing that me and him are getting there at the same time. We're trying to get there at the same time.
Your numbers have been on the rise over the last month, but you were pretty consistent early in the year saying, we're close.
Right.
Are you playing that much better, or is it just the numbers are up?
You know what, just playing better. I mean, like I said, every week you're always trying to find a way to get better. Always try to find a way to, you know, evaluate your technique and definitely level execution. I mean, the talent has always been there, but in general, when it does come to pass rush, it's just very important just to make sure everybody's in sync.
Coming up on double-digit sacks, are you feeling like you're having one of your better seasons?
You know, every year, it's just, you know, I think I always tell everybody, it's just, I always just go out there and work my butt off. The sacks comes great. If not, it's just sometimes it's like that. But overall, I just take pride in what I do, whether it's stopping the run or rushing the passer.
Do you watch other pass rushers? Like, you know, are you a guy who watches Freeney and Mathis and go, I like what they do here? Or,
you know, you try to, you know, analyze other pass rushers, but at the same time, you have to implement your technique. You know, you also watch film back in the day, like Michael Strahan, who was a terrific pass rusher. But at the same time, you always got to find a way to understand your own identity and, you know, kind of go off of that.
What is your identity as a pass rusher?
I just, you know, 100 miles per hour. That's how I do it. I've always been a guy that does hands. I did a lot of martial arts back in the day, and so I try to implement those particular movements and techniques, and it's been very beneficial throughout my whole career.
Have you talked to Andre Tippett about that? He's a guy that you...
You know, I just found out actually a few days ago, so I got to try to break bread with him and see you know, his particular style and just try to feed off of that.
How do you guys ignore the fact that the Colts are winless and have only been, you know, only a couple close losses?
Right.
How do you
you know, at the end of the day, at any given Sunday or, you know, Monday, depending on what game you play, I mean, they're just an NFL team. They do have the talent. It's just been unfortunate that they haven't had a chance to win any games, but they've still been successful. They still have a lot of weapons, and, you know, you just can't underestimate your opponent, no, despite how successful they are or unsuccessful they are.
You buy into the idea that football season starts around now after Thanksgiving?
I sure do. I mean, this is kind of where teams either you got two different type of teams that'll just continue to be successful, or teams that kind of falter off. So it's always important just to, you know, turn the dial up a little bit and go out there and execute.
Do you expect the coaches to be turning the dial up?
I think everybody in the organization to turn the dial up, for sure.
With that being said, are you happy with where the defense is right now?
You know, every week is always a progression. I mean, you, like I said, you take it one day at a time. You're never content. You're always trying to say, okay, how can we get better with stopping the run or rushing the passer? And then from then on, you know, you just say, okay, this is the level we need to play on. Let's get a little bit better.